in Creed on the hill. Do me a solid, could I borrow some cash, you know, just like a dollar? Can I crash on your couch? Oh, yeah, it's the Scottsdale Shore. Remember me, I'm the guy from Crib. Oh, yeah, it's the Scottsdale Shore. I know a guy that my sailors fear. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, go away.
It's the Scott Stapp Show, brought to you by Beneful, the only dog food that Scott Stapp eats.
We take you now to a Denny's parking lot in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, I'm gonna puke into that trash can.
Hey, buddy. Are you Scott Stapp, the dude that used to sing in Creed?
Yeah, that's me, yeah! Me, yeah! Oh, I'm the guy in Creed!
Yeah, that's what I thought. Could you do me a favor and hold this?
Whoa, what's this, dude?
It's a hand grenade.
Wait, what? Hey!
Hi, I'm Jesse Perry. Shortly after recording the sketch that you just heard, I decided to go see my doctor because I suspected that I was starting to suffer from what comedy writers call cut-up fatigue. All the signs were there. The tired, dated premise built around a subject nobody cared about anymore. The half-assed ending, repeating the theme song twice. That may work for Saturday Night Live, but it's not acceptable for my 2-bit podcast. Fortunately, I caught it in time. My doctor gave me Give-A-Damn, the only medicine on the market designed to combat creative laziness. Now after just 2 servings of Give-A-Damn, I have my life back. Now I know what you're saying. Jesse, since you knew that sketch was shitty, shouldn't you have deleted it and given the audience something entertaining? Whoa, hey, baby steps, everybody. Maybe next time. Give-A-Damn, because you don't. Hasta la vista, phone homers! Movie catchphrase mashup artist Jess Perry here with another episode of Jesse is Terrific. Check me out on Twitter at, of course, Jesse is Terrific, and please visit my website, jesseperry.com, for my blog, random thoughts on different shit, and that's about it. I got a couple more sketches coming up after this. Wonder what they'll be about. Hope they don't suck.
You're listening to the Sports Vortex, the only place to hear no-holds-barred sports talk radio. Up next, it's Mad Dog Tonight, hosted by the man with the plan, me, Mad Dog Montgomery. Ow, 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 ow.
Hello, everyone. How are you this evening? My name is Dr. Berkeley Ham Damaged. I will be guest hosting tonight's show. If you've seen the news today, then you know that our dear friend, Mad Dog Montgomery, was shot and killed by police after a drug-fueled murder rampage that spanned across 5 states. I usually host the show How's Your Health with Dr. Berkeley Ham Damaged every Sunday morning at 3 a.m., but I'm happy to fill in on short notice under trying circumstances. Feel free to call in. I don't know a lot about sports, but I can answer any of your health questions. Getting back to Mad Dog, it's been reported that he went crazy after snorting bath salts. The psychotropic reaction caused by snorting bath salts is actually an interesting medical discussion in and of itself. You see, what's that? Oh, Excuse me, we have a caller. Let's go to Roy in East Jackson. Hello, Roy.
Give it up for the mad dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Man, did you see him shoot at those cops? That was badass.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Anyway, first time, long time. I was wondering, is there any way that my favorite college team, Tennessee Volunteers, is there any way they can get Peyton Manning to re-enroll in school there? Thanks, man. I'll hang up and listen.
I'm pretty sure that's impossible. In my defense, I know very little about sports. However, if any callers out there have an odd foot fungus that they're worried about, by all means, call in tonight. Back to bath salts. They've been known to cause a unique chemical reaction in the brain that causes extreme aggression. Salts contain an insanely high amount of the same chemical found in the over-the-counter drug Givadam, which has proven to be an effective motivator for comedy writers. Oh, we have another caller.
Hey, man, first time, long time, first time. Yeah, I was just wondering, how come my team ain't number one and undefeated? Because I want them to be, because I like them and they deserve it, and I deserve it because I like them, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, sir, you didn't even mention a team, so I'm honestly not sure what to say about this. Okay, let's go to another caller. Why am I here? Next caller, please.
Yeah, I got a few things to say about Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, that son of a bitch wants to kill my granddaddy and rape my Aunt Junebug.
Sir, I'm sorry, this is the Sports Vortex, not the Political Talk Channel.
Oh, dang, I'm sorry. Anyway, first time, long time, I was wondering, you think it'd be possible for the New York Yankees to move to Bowling Green, Kentucky? That's where my dad lives, and he likes the Yankees, so... Anyway, I'll hang up and listen.
Get me out of this nightmare. I'm a trained doctor. I'm Dr. Berkeley Ham Damaged, and I demand respect.
So you're Dr. Ham Damaged, huh?
Yes.
I got a package for you.
Oh, what is it, sir?
A hand grenade.
What the...
You're listening to the Sports Vortex, the only place to hear no-holds-barred sports talk radio. Up next, it's Mad Dog Tonight, hosted by the man with the plan, me, Mad Dog Montgomery.
Hello, I'm Franklin Gunt for the law firm of Gunt, Hinkter, and Petoris. Were you recently prescribed Givadam by your physician? Then you may be eligible for compensation. Givadam was found to be ineffective in stopping creative laziness, rendering the user incapable of writing anything but commercial parodies. If you would like to learn more, please call our firm at 1-884-TIRED-HAHAS. Thank you.
Jesse is terrific!